Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,676. Robert Lesher seeks a special use exception to place a billboard section 115-80C and 115-210A3P of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Long Neck Road across from Lingo Lane. The 911 address is 32564 Long Neck Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 311.10. Again, they're asking for a special use exception. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. And staff would like to note that the survey is mislabeled. It is not an existing dwelling. It is actually an existing commercial use. So the survey is mislabeled. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Okay, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Robert Lesher. My address is 15 Cedar Creek Drive, Ashland, PA, 17921.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening, sir. Hi. So we addressed the mislabeling that True North, I had requested that they address that before they send it out to you, but I apologize for that.
Okay.
The property is a C1 property. I believe I do meet all the criteria that was set forth by Sussex County. By adding this billboard, I do not anticipate that it will alter the character of the neighborhood adversely in any possible way. I did bring a few printouts from the area to address that further. Two of the printouts actually address other billboards in the area. I'm sure you guys seen billboards, so
okay.
I'm not going to go down that road, but there are several billboards within, I'm going to say, the 2 mile radius of Long Neck Road where I'm located at.
You better say within 300 feet.
Absolutely. I do meet that criteria. I also
I
meet
I
the...
Just teasing you a little bit because you...
I'm not nearly as polished as those who've come before me, so
you're
I apologize for
job.
That. The square footage needs to be under 300 square feet. I'm at about 200 square feet with my billboard, or what I submitted. So I'm going to just give these in here. And the picture of the billboard that I printed out, it's going to be similar to this, so not exactly.
Okay. Appreciate that. We'll take a look at those before I call for any questions.
Okay.
A couple of chance.
I'll keep it under the 25-foot height requirement, and I don't see that it will adversely affect anybody.
So you feel you can meet all the county requirements as far as in your setbacks, you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's good.
Pictures of the signs, you've shown different signs?
Yeah, that I'm trying to depict that there's other billboards within the area and that mine isn't going to be the first one or...
And this is the size of yours?
It's billboard.
Okay.
Yeah, just...
All right, well, we'll start with any questions then. I'm going to start down here with Mr. Rickard then, please.
You said it's a 10 by 20?
Correct.
And both sides?
Yes.
Both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a 25-foot height. And what's it going to be made out of? Is it going to be a monopole? Or I saw it there.
I'm looking to have 2 to 3 holes, perhaps, just to have the structural integrity there.
Okay.
I don't have the exact material along and... Looking at it now, I kind of feel stupid for not having that, so I apologize, but...
Well, what do you feel it's going to be made out of? Or what do you say, you're going to put two supports?
Three supports.
Three.
And then horizontal supports. Three vertical supports, then horizontal supports, and then it will be like a treated plywood type
and the
material.
Supports, the three supports are going to be wood? Are you going to make it metal? Or?
I was looking to make it metal. Is there a difference?
Well, the metal's a lot stronger.
Absolutely. You get a lot of wind in that area. That's the reason I was looking to go for the metal and use three supports opposed to one or two, you know, to have the structural integrity there.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Wharton?
Have you got them leased out? Are you anybody looking at them?
I'm sorry?
You got them leased out? Or anybody looking at your signs that you're going to be using?
I apologize, I'm not.
Leased out.
I do not have a lease at this time.
You have anybody looking at it? Or you not been doing anything like that yet?
I didn't do anything yet. I wanted to bring it before the board and see if it gets approved before I even go down that road. I don't want to waste anyone's time.
Yeah.
Is there any empty ones down there that you know?
No, actually, there's one up the road, and I called just to get a gauge on the billboard market in that area. And the gentleman I spoke to was out of Jersey, some corporate owner, and he said that there was roughly 100 calls on that billboard, and there was a waiting period until this fall. And I just drove by today, and it's actually covered with a brand new client. So,
yeah, that's what they normally do.
There appears to be a market for that in that area. With the KOA campground going in down there, I could see some other...
Using that sign then?
Absolutely.
You don't have any blueprints of anything on your sign?
Do not. I didn't want to go down that road until I got before the board.
Okay.
Okay. Any further?
No.
Okay. Mr. Mill?
You're going to build this yourself?
I intend to have a contractor come in and do it.
Okay. And the reason that Mr. Rickard was inquiring about the, you know, the wood, the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Newer billboards we're seeing being built are a monopole system. Is, you know,
what, oh, with what the big
single
steel bit, pole.
Large
okay.
pole, and then the billboard and
yeah.
so forth. I believe now you're requesting a 10x20, and he's allowed
up to 300.
300.
So he could still even go up to 300 if he wanted to, because he's not asking for a variance for height.
Right. Well,
unless you condition this special use exception to the square footage.
And that would be my question. You know, there may not be someone here in opposition to a 200 square foot billboard, but they may be to a 300.
I'm not looking to do a 300.
Yeah, okay.
I'm strictly 20x10.
Okay. The other thing you must understand that a billboard cannot advertise what is on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So if that, you know, commercial building, I don't know if it's yours or whom.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's, you know, you can't advertise that.
No. I intend to come before the board at some point in the spring. I'm still working on having a professional firm come up with the drawings for a sign. I'd like to put, you know, a old-fashioned Yuengling sign for the ice cream shop in front of the property.
Okay. And as long as it meets all the requirements, you don't need to come before the board.
Just the $30 permit, I guess.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah. And the meet the square footage and the setbacks, and you're good.
I shouldn't have an issue with that.
And you're allowed one wall sign on your building and all that good stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to make you aware of that, because some people don't think that all the way through, and they think, you know, if I get a billboard here, now I can advertise my business. And you can't.
No, that's not the intention at all. I'm trying to float this whole business by myself,
mm-hmm.
and the added income from the billboard would really help out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So 200 is sufficient.
That's all I'm looking for. Yeah,
okay.
20x10.
All right.
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson.
My questions have been answered. Thank you.
Mr. Chubb.
Yeah, I've got several.
Okay.
First off, are you planning on having this billboard be lit, LED or anything like that?
When you say LED, do you mean LED lights or like an LED sign?
LED sign.
No, I do intend to have 2 to 3 LED lights shining on it, but not a digital sign. No.
Okay, so it'd be static advertising.
Yes, a wooden with a vinyl cover.
Would you have a problem if we put a condition on there for that?
What condition?
That it be static advertising on the property, on the sign?
Not at all. Okay. No, I have no intention of.
One other thing here is, in looking at it, the sign appears to be 0.5 feet from the property line. Is it your intention to have it that close, or can it be moved somewhere where it's not less than a foot from the neighbor?
Well, first off, the neighbor is actually a holding pond slash swale. So the VFW is to the rear and to the east. Directly to the rear is a holding pond. So it's, I don't see that it would adversely affect the holding pond. The reason that it's a half a foot away is to keep the sign 20 foot by 10 feet and meet all of the setback requirements.
So is that basically the only place you could put it and be in compliance with setback requirements?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Have you talked to any sign companies about the plan yet?
I have not.
And what's in the neighborhood here? I mean, you've mentioned there's a VF, the I guess AmVet's post number 2 with a holding pond to the rear of your property?
Correct. So if you're traveling east on Long Neck Road, there's a Grotto Pizza, which is set back away from the road, from Long Neck Road. And then there's a mini mall, which has the Long Neck Diner and several other stores. And then there's my property. And then behind my property is the holding pond, which is also behind the plaza that's there. Then it was a miniature golf course, which they just completely leveled. Now that lot is for sale or lease, and the vets are directly behind there. I guess at some point there was talk of Dollar General or Dollar Tree going in there. The vets were excited about the potential of having parking lot space that they could lease there, but that's my understanding it fell through. The next property is Bona Pizza. Across the street, there was a barbecue pit that looks abandoned for several years.
So this area is heavily commercial as well?
Correct.
Mr. Sharp brought up something that you may want to consider, and I'm not pushing you to any certain size, but we've heard testimony in the past that there's a standard size for billboard vinyl.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that 10 by 20 is a standard size, but mm-hmm.
10 by 30.
Typically 10 by 30.
Standard. Mm-hmm.
Understood.
I'm glad you raised that because I didn't mind it too.
I'm sorry?
I was talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, I mean,
I'm glad he raised that because it is an issue.
You have on here 10 by 20, but if you would like us to consider 10 by 30, we can do that.
Well, Mr. Mills and Mr. Lesher, I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
It says 10 by 20 on the drawing. Is it not 10 by 30 because you would not be able to fit it without a need for a variance?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't right. want to come in here and right. look for a variance. I'd rather have a smaller sign and have okay. everybody on board with that
right.
than try and push the issue. And
Mr. Sharp was right. You would have to go after a variance.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. I mean, can we leave the case like open to he come back to us with how the sign is going to be made and everything else? And we're just going by. He said he might do it this way, he might not do it this way. I'd like to see what he's really going to have.
If you're looking for a specific type of sign, I'm open to any design at this point. I'm not hung up on one design.
It's new, it's a billboard, and it's a certain size. I don't know that.
I don't think we can dictate to him what to make it out of. I mean, we don't have that in the... You were saying you're probably going to make it out of wood, you said, or...?
Correct. The design that I had in mind was a 2-to-3 pole, which I'd prefer the 3 pole for the integrity, which would be steel that would go vertical, 3 pole vertical, and then have horizontal...
Support.
Correct.
So it's only going to be steel. It's going to be a steel sign then.
No, the sign itself would be a treated like plywood
okay.
that would adhere to the steel, and then the sign is actually vinyl,
steel
which
yes, yeah. in steel purling.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. Any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two. Okay.
Two people in favor?
Yep, two in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, sir, do you want to come forward, please? Be sworn in. Sir, you can sit down right up front here until he's done.
Sure.
You would? Okay.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Mike Bulmer, 2696 Johnson Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have no option to the, no objections to the sign. I just need to move back 50 foot, move up the road 50 foot. By him putting it where he wants to put it, it cuts my opportunity to put a sign up 300 foot away from him. I own the property next door to him.
Right.
Okay.
And his, where his plan is laid out, I need at least 45 to 50 foot heading up Long Neck Road.
Billboards have to be 300 feet apart.
Yes. If he put it 50 foot further on his property, my property will be within that 300 foot.
But he can't because he is right up to a 300 foot line himself.
Right.
Yeah. He's right up to 300 foot line.
I'm sorry.
He's showing the survey here.
Yep.
Shows that a line across here, which states that they're 300 feet from that line is another billboard.
The Grotto Pizza sign is not a billboard, I don't believe.
We can only go by the survey.
Yeah.
And the surveyors would have.
And it may not be just from, I mean, it says 300 feet billboard setback line. It doesn't give us any indication if that separation distance requirement from another billboard or from a dwelling or a church or public land.
So just 300 foot on his property?
Perhaps the applicant could clear that up for us. It seems like he may have an answer.
Now, I could also put a billboard on my property, which is 280 some feet from him.
Yeah, you could always, you're gonna need to come in for a special use exception request anyway.
Sure.
So you could ask for a variance of 20 feet or whatever, and
I thought the 300 feet was pretty firm.
You can get a variance from that. They have been granted. I can't guarantee that it would be because there may be somebody in opposition for whatever reason. But it's not uncommon for us to grant that.
So where his sign will be, my billboard would be 267 feet.
Sir, which property do you own?
Do we have a tax map?
So that we can.
Yes, we have a tax map.
Okay.
Do you know your parcel number, sir?
Yes.
Is that to the east of the property?
It's to the west of the property.
West.
The west.
Okay.
Used to be a miniature golf course there, and I took it down. And
you leveled it.
I leveled it. And trying to figure out something to do with it, and I seen this. I said, well, if he does this, and I would not be able to put a billboard there if I wanted one. But if I'm wrong, I apologize.
No. If you don't mind, if we can ask the applicant, maybe it'll clear, where that other billboard is.
Correct.
I'm not sure that the 300 feet was the billboard or the residential property across the street. So, there's a residential property.
Okay. Within 300 feet.
If I would have moved it forward or over that way. For me to meet the requirements, that's why it's where it's at.
Okay.
I'm sorry that...
It's not just a billboard. It's a residence, a church. Okay. There's several things that has to be 300 feet from.
Yeah, no.
I'm mistaken.
Okay.
But that's.
So you're okay then?
Yep.
Okay, you're not in opposition.
Pardon me?
I said you're okay then.
Yes,
with it.
I am.
All right, sir.
I guess it's safe to say, fair to say, that if your intention is to put a billboard yourself, then you don't feel that a billboard would substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
No. Right.
Thank you.
You have to be 300 foot from another billboard.
That is a requirement.
That is a requirement.
If he were to put that billboard up, he was getting approval for that. There's a 300 foot radius from there. as the code currently stands.
So then I would not be able to put it.
That a billboard would not be allowed to go up without getting a variance.
Not without a variance.
Just like if a residence was put up on a property near you that was within 300 feet, you'd have that same problem.
Okay.
So that's the way that is. So if you're still okay with that, knowing that?
I'm fine.
Okay.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll make sure. And hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11676. Special use exception will not adversely affect the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties, and with the stipulation that the lighting be static, and also that you're going to have 200 square feet each side. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion again by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11676. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Wharton?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I'm not going away for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11676 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.